Saanich Council moved forward 73 units of new housing Monday night, including a six-story, 50-unit rental building on Glasgow Avenue. It's a small step toward meeting provincial housing targets, which require Saanich to provide 4,610 net new units over the next 5 years, but Mayor Dean Murdoch says it shows the district is up for the challenge. I think it demonstrates that we're making headway on moving things through the process to create homes in our community more quickly, said Murdoch. In the bigger context, it isn't going to get us ahead of the challenge that's in front of us, but I do think it demonstrates that we're rising to the challenge and that we're finding ways to make it more efficient to get those approvals. More than 4,600 new units is a massive challenge for a municipality that has been accused in the past of being slow to advance new development. But Murdoch notes there are signs of improvement. The district's annual housing progress report showed Saanich for the first time exceeded its own housing target in 2023. The report, which detailed market trends and housing outcomes in the district, showed 725 net new housing units were established last year, exceeding the target of 610. The report also noted considerable construction activity is underway in the rental market, and while the district did not issue a single development permit last year for non-market housing, that sector has picked up this year. What we're demonstrating is that we're going to continue on this path to ensure that we're getting to that level where homes will be created in the community to try and keep up with the expected demand, Murdoch said. I appreciate we've got a long way to go, but I think when you see the kind of approval process that was demonstrated Monday night, we're making good progress and refining our processes to make sure that we're keeping up. 9 projects moved forward Monday night, including 5 rezoning approvals that allowed single-family lots to be subdivided into 2 lots at 851 and 871 Jasmine Avenue, and into 3 lots at 3494 Cedar Hill Road. There were also subdivisions of a single-family lot into 6 lots at both 4,590 Lockside Doctor and 3,353 Salisbury Way. Also Monday, Saanich staff were directed to give public notice of applications to subdivide 3,835 Epsom Doctor into 2 lots and for a duplex to replace a single-family home at 1255 Dunsterville Avenue. Council also approved a development permit for a garden suite at 1879 Wenman Place. The 50-unit rental apartment project proposed for Glasgow Avenue was moved forward to a public hearing, as it requires an amendment to the official community plan to accommodate the 6-story height of the building. The building would include 2 levels of underground parking and a mix of unit types and sizes, including 17 one-bedroom units, 24 one-bedroom plus den units and 9 two-bedroom units. The most contentious of the housing projects advanced Monday night was the proposed Lockside subdivision, which would be redeveloped as 6 lots. Members of the public and some Saanich councillors raised concerns that the development would threaten the rural nature of the Blenkinsop Valley and add to traffic problems. Some councillors were hoping it would be sent to a public hearing, but as it does not require an amendment to the official community plan, a hearing is no longer allowed under provincial regulations. Murdoch said some of the concerns raised by the public and council were likely due to the sheer pace at which the province changed housing rules this year. Things have changed so quickly with what the province has allowed or disallowed in terms of our processes that I think that there's still some catching up to do in terms of how it all fits together, he said, noting there was some confusion over how the new rules should be applied to the Lockside project. The proposed subdivision is inside the urban containment boundary. To the west of the site there are single-family homes in the Broadmead subdivision, while a 3-hectare rural property borders it to the south. The proposal includes establishing a separated sidewalk on Lockside Drive between the development and Royal Oak Drive, replanting trees to recreate the tree canopy, and adding $30,000 to the Affordable Housing Fund. Each home would come with a secondary suite and 4 parking spaces would be provided for each lot. A Duffy at TimesColonist.com.